Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Scumbag rat lawyer Michael Cohen testifies today at Trump's New York trial, which I'm telling you is having no bearing whatsoever on his favorability, because I was in Wildwood, probably just like you were. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Thank you for being here. Got a lot to chat about. Cohen is such a slime ball. He really is. I mean, this guy is such a slime ball. I'll ask Professor Alan Dershowitz this at 4:30. By the way, if you were in Wildwood this weekend, I want to hear your story. Let me know. 855-839-1210. We'll make Matt DeSantis do some work today and answer the phones. 855-839-1210. You can also tweet me, at Rich Zeoli. But here is the recording of Cohen and Trump. Now, first of all, there's an old rule in life. There are three people you never lie to in life. Your priest, your shrink, and your lawyer. That's the old saying. Three people you never lie to in life. Your priest, your shrink, and your lawyer. And it could be a priest, a rabbi, or it could be a shrink, or it could be a psychiatrist, whatever. And it could be, well, lawyer's a lawyer, right? So you presume attorney-client privilege. You presume that your lawyer's not going to be a scumbag who's going to flip on you and rat you out for doing nothing illegal, by the way. And you assume that your lawyer's not going to secretly record you. That's exactly what Michael Cohen did. This is a big no-no. Now, I'm not an attorney, but I can tell you that that's a big no-no. To secretly record your clients. First of all, I think to secretly record anybody is wrong. Although there was a woman who was trying to kill her husband. This is a remarkable story. By adding bleach to his coffee every day. The New York Post had this story. And he felt like something was off. So he took those strips that you use to test your pool water. He dipped it in his coffee and he saw high chlorine levels. So he put a secret camera in the kitchen. Caught his wife adding bleach to his coffee every day. Now, I admire, I mean, if you're going to try to kill your spouse, that's, you know, probably more effective ways, but that may be a way to get away with it. But again, he was smart enough to figure out something's wrong here with the coffee, and I don't think it's just a matter of the beans not being fully ground. But anyway, you really shouldn't ever secretly record anybody without their knowledge. New York State's a one-party consent state, so there's no violation in doing it in New York State, but there is a code of ethics, which is that lawyers shouldn't secretly record their clients. But if you pay attention to this, you'll notice that Cohen is taking the lead on this because the narcissist that he is, He wants everybody to know he's got this. He's got this, and he's going to take care of this. So here's a little bit of the audio. Take a listen.
Let me know what's happening, okay? Maybe because of this, it would be better if you didn't go, you know? Maybe because of this, for that one, you know, I think what we should do is get rid of this because it's so false what they're saying. It's such I think this goes away quickly. I think it's probably better do the Charleston thing just this time. In 2 weeks it's fine. I think right now it's better. You know? Okay, honey. You take care of yourself. Thanks, Pam. Yep, I'm proud of you. So long. Bye. What's up, Mike?
Great poll, by the way. Yeah. Seen it. Great poll.
Making progress.
Big time.
And you guys are good guys.
Hello, Pastor Scott.
No, Pastor Scott. What's happening?
Oh, no.
Can we use him anymore?
Oh, yeah. No, you're talking about Mark Burns. We felt him just...
I don't mean that. Mark Burns, can we use him?
No.
Anymore?
No.
Richard Lefrak just called. We have a chance. He had an idea for you.
Okay. So we got served from the New York Times. I told you this. We were regarding to unseal the divorce papers with Ivana. We're fighting it. Kasowitz is going to...
never be able to get that.
Never. Never. Kasowitz doesn't ever be able. They don't have a...
Give me a coke, please.
They don't have a legitimate purpose.
And you
so,
have a woman that doesn't want to unseal.
Correct.
So you've been handling.
Yes, and it's all...
It's been going on for a while.
For about 2-3 weeks now.
All you have to do is delay it for...
Even after that, it's not going to ever be opened. There's no purpose for it. Told you about Charleston. I need to open up a company for the transfer of all of that info regarding our friend David. You know, so that I'm going to do that right away. I've actually come up and I've spoken to Alan Weisselberg about how to set the whole thing up with.
So what are we going to pay?
Funding? Yes. And it's all the stuff, because, you know, you never know where that company, you never know where he's going to be.
Gets it by
correct. So I'm all over that. And I spoke to Alan about it when it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you. So
I'll pay for cash.
No. I got... No.
Hey, Don, how are you?
Okay, so this whole is no, I got this, I got this. I got this. Trump doesn't want his divorce files unsealed. This is part of the reason why people don't want to go into politics. You know, everybody believes that they're entitled to everything about somebody's life when a candidate runs for public life. You're not entitled to all this stuff. I'm sorry to tell you that. You're not entitled to it. Now, politicians make decisions whether or not they want to open up stuff, but you don't have to give it to them. Would you want? Now, I'm not divorced, but if you were, would you want, say you had a bad divorce, would you want those files to be public because you're running for public life? Would you want allegations of all these things coming out? Or would you want to suppress them because you deserve a private life? And the New York Times wants this stuff. He says they shouldn't get this stuff. David Pecker is who he's talking about. So Karen McDougal is going to sell her story to the National Enquirer, alleging a 10-month affair with Donald Trump. Well, I mean, Donald Trump says she's beautiful, but I've got a beautiful wife. Meaning Melania. So he doesn't want that story coming out. He said, we got to get rid of that story. So we're going to buy that story. We're going to buy the rights to that story from the Inquirer so that they don't run it. It's called a catch and kill. I know it sounds very nefarious. Sounds very much like something Hannibal Lecter would do, catch and kill. But it means that you buy the rights to a story and you own the rights to that and the story doesn't get published. The voters don't have a right to know about Karen Dougal's allegations of an affair with Donald Trump. He, as a private citizen, doesn't have any obligation to tell you. As a president, he doesn't have any obligation to tell you. Man's entitled to his personal life. You don't have to like that as a voter, but you're not entitled to all the details of somebody's private life. Now, you are entitled to what they do in public, though. There's a big difference. For example, in New Jersey, there's an effort underway right now to make it so that they can go after you if you file too many open public records requests against town officials or your town. It's a story that's not getting nearly enough attention. I'll get into that. But take this issue of private life. As I've said before, Donald Trump thinks to himself, all right, we're doing well. We're doing well. You know, got the polls coming out, doing well, but he may not think he's going to win. Wants to keep this, these stories, these allegations, whether true or otherwise, under wraps. He has every right to. He has every right to keep them under wraps. This idea that you don't like it and you wouldn't have voted for him if you knew about it. Simple question I'd ask in court is, how do you square that with the 100,000 people that came out of Wildwood on Saturday that know about Karen McDougal's allegations, that know about Stormy Daniels' allegations, and don't care, and would still vote for Trump, and are still going to vote for Trump? So this notion that, remember, the theory that Alvin Bragg is working with here is that had you known, I'm talking about you being a Trump voter, had you known about these allegations, you wouldn't have voted for him. Well, you know now, and you're still voting for him. So a simple way to test that theory is just to ask people, would you have changed your vote in 2016? No. All right, well, now that you know about the allegations, are you going to change your vote now? No. In fact, more people come to the rallies now than came to the rallies then. Simple, it's just a very simple way to test it. But the credibility factor of Michael Cohen, a scumbag who would secretly record his client when they're discussing something that is perfectly legal, wants to kill a story about Karen McDougal. Wants to kill a story about an alleged affair. I don't know if he slept with Karen McDougal or not. I don't care. None of my business between him and his wife. None of my business whatsoever. And I don't know. And if he did, he had every reason to want to squash it. If he didn't, he had every reason to want to squash it. But either way, squashing it doesn't make it illegal. And this fantasy that had you known that he may have slept with this gorgeous Playboy model, you wouldn't have voted for him. You can test that fallacy. You can just test that theory, literally, by polls, if you wanted to. But of course, Alvin Bragg's not interested in that. The whole credibility of Michael Cohen has to go out the window because this is a guy who's an admitted liar. He's an admitted liar. Bottom line. So everything, so you heard James Carville say, everything that they're doing against Trump is not working. He's more ahead than ever. This isn't working. None of this isn't working. They're trying, but it's not working. So what do you do? What do you do? How do you save this right now? Well, you try to paint Stormy Daniels as the victim, do you not? You try to paint her as the victim. Poor Stormy Daniels. All these people in the media last week who came out and said, you know, this is very, very close to Trump. Well, I played you that clip, the nuts and sluts defense. You remember that? It was a woman from MSNBC with an Art Garfunkel impersonator next to her who said they're using the nuts and sluts defense. And, you know, it's very much like Pretty Woman. I say when, I say where. And Stormy Daniels is no prostitute. Even though they just compared it to Julia Roberts' character as a prostitute, they say, I say who, I say when. And they say, this Donald Trump guy basically forced himself on Stormy Daniels. That's what they were saying last week on MSNBC. And they were saying this on a number of news shows last week, that, you know, she's this poor victim and he came on to her and she really had no choice and she had no say. Bill Maher dredged up an old interview porn star Stormy Daniels gave to him back in 2018. And pay attention to what she says here. She's no victim. She admits it. She even says, they're trying to make this about Me Too. It's not a Me Too thing. Cut 13.
And first I asked her why she had sex with Trump. Listen to that. And then listen to what she says after that. And then we're going to talk about the trial because it's quite a variance of what she said to me in 2018. Mm-hmm. Why did you f*** Donald Trump?
I have no idea.
Okay, but you say it's not a Me Too case.
It is not a Me Too case. I mean, I wasn't assaulted. I wasn't attacked or raped or coerced or blackmailed. They tried to shove me in the Me Too box to further their own agenda. And first of all, I didn't want any part of that because it's not the truth and I'm not a victim in that regard.
That's not what she's saying now. Mm. She's talking about he was bigger and blocking the way. It's all the Me Too buzzwords. She said there was a power imbalance of power, for sure. My hands were shaking so hard. She said she blacked out. Hmm. Blacked out? She's a porn star. She's I don't think sex.
But that doesn't mean she's been subjected to the likes of Donald Trump.
I might black out too.
Do you really think she blacked out? I mean, a porn star is used to having sex with people she does not know. That's the job. It's kind of like Stormy Bob Stormy.
Yeah, she's not a victim here, but that was their other thing they were trying to do. Portray her as a victim. That's the big story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, VanariaDental.com. VenariaDental.com. Preston is in Nashville. Preston, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing well, Rich. Yourself?
Doing great. Were you at the rally on Saturday?
No. I'm down in Nashville right now. So,
oh, I don't know if you came up for the weekend.
No. I'll be up, actually. Are you going to do any Cape May visits in July, by any chance?
Not July, but we'll be there June 21st. Friday, June 21st is our next one at the Grand Hotel.
Yeah, I won't be up till the 1st of July. But anyway, reason I called, Rich, was I got a message today that I've got an update for my iPhone. So I check it out, and I figured, you know, it's some kind of a bug fix or something like that. All it is you update your phone and you get the new Pride wallpaper.
Pride wallpaper?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the whole update.
They're forcing everybody to get the Pride wallpaper, yes.
Do you have to use the Pride wallpaper, or do you still have an option not to use it?
Not sure. I didn't update my phone yet, so I don't know yet. But right. I'm thinking... But to make everybody have to update the phone just for this.
Oh, I see. Now this update, I didn't even realize there was an update. This update introduces a new Pride Radiance wallpaper for the lock screen, Apple News enhancements and other features, bug fixes and security updates for your iPhones. There you go. I'm guessing the Pride Radiance wallpaper is optional for the lock screen, but. I'm not going to be the first one to take a chance, so I'll wait to hear back from somebody who does it. All right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Preston. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the call and for the heads up.
Thanks.
Sean is in Hamilton. Sean, my man, what's going on?
Hey, Rich. I had the best of both worlds Saturday. I got to see my favorite president, and then I got to see my favorite radio host, Rich Zeoli, at the Mulligan Sports Bar. And some of my Zeoli Army friends like Chris Eppolito and Joe from Columbus. We had a great time.
Yeah, you know, it was great to see you. It was a fantastic day. We have the greatest people that listen to this show. Are they not the nicest, most wonderful people ever?
Absolutely. What a great. Even when we came to Cape May the week before, that was awesome. The people that you have there. I mean, the people that listen to you. They're informed people, informed citizens, patriots. It's a great time. But we had a very good time over at that rally. And speak of Patriots, there was almost 80,000 of us or whatever, depending on the report you hear. But one guy I ran into, which I'd known him from before, I did an event with him in New Jersey, is Scott Pressler, who I call the MVP of the RNC. He doesn't even work for him. All the hard work he does. I know you had him on your show, I believe, before. Yeah. Scott is awesome, and he works tirelessly, and I really think – the work he does is helping us as well in this movement.
Scott is the man. We'll get him back on the show very soon. He's moved to Pennsylvania. That's how deep his commitment is to winning. He's moved to Pennsylvania to focus on this full time. It's outstanding.
Yes, he has. But what a great time. And, Rich, we're looking forward to joining you in June in Cape May, too.
Oh, Sean, I can't wait, buddy. Well, thank you so much for the call, and we'll see you then, June 21st.
Have a good one, man. Bye-bye.
You too. I'll see you, pal. I should have asked him if he thinks Hannibal Lecter's a good guy. You know, I got to quickly mention on social media. So I checked in here on Twitter. Carrie Nelson, our buddy, she says, Rich, I have to disagree with you. More importantly than the three people you said you never lied to, I said your priest, your psychologist, and your lawyer. That's the old saying. You never lied to those three people. Your priest, your rabbi, your psychologist, and your lawyer. She says, more importantly than those three people you said is never lie to your spouse. It will never end well for you if you choose to lie to your spouse. So the question I asked her is, even if she asks me, does this dress make me look fat? Because that is the ultimate fundamental question that every guy has to wrestle with in the world. And I'm telling you right now, you never, even if some way that dress, and this will be a question your wife may ask you if she's pregnant. You always say, this, it makes you look beautiful. You can't answer. So my advice is run out of the house. Just turn around and run out. Pretend like you didn't hear it and just run. You can't answer that question, honestly. Carrie says, absolutely, 100%. Maybe not say yes directly, but you could say something like, that is not flattering to your fabulous figure. Oh, good luck. And then when she punches you in the face and goes, I'm carrying your child and you don't think this is flattering to my figure? Boom, and then you get a handprint on your face. Yeah, that's great advice, Carrie Nelson. I'm sorry, I'm sticking with my original three, all right? Every guy knows exactly what I'm talking about and is shaking his head right now. Gentlemen, this is a no-win situation you're in. I'm not saying you have to lie to your wife, but I'm saying you run out of the house. You do not answer that question under any circumstances. If you have to, you set yourself on fire like that crazy guy did outside of in New York City. If need be, you do that instead. I know you guys aren't married yet, but trust me on that. You have girlfriends. You don't say that to your girlfriend.
Obviously not. No.
Never. She goes, honey, is this dress making you look fat? You go, wait, what? Oh, it's Hannibal Lecter. And you run. We got to run. And you grab her and you run. You know, scream. Serial killers, whatever it takes. Never, ever, ever answer that question. Ever. If you know what's good for you anyway. All right. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends over there. They're going to take great care of you. And if you've been there recently, you've noticed that they're having some renovation going on. The dealership renovation special. You certainly notice the road construction. Once you get past that, you'll find the dealership is still as comfortable and welcoming as ever, even in trailers. I can tell you firsthand because recently I picked up my new XC60 and it was a great experience. It's amazing. Business is great at Cherry Hill Volvo, despite the renovation and road construction. And right now is a great time to visit Cherry Hill Volvo because on top of amazingly competitive prices, Costco members get an additional $1,000 off. Relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo, and they always strive to do what is right. They work hard to match you with the perfect Volvo, and they always go the extra mile for their customers. They have an ample inventory, and they're ready to meet you today. So get the luxury vehicle you deserve, a Volvo from Cherry Hill Volvo. Cherry Hill Volvo is right across the bridge. Judith Yosef and the entire team look forward to meeting you. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove that every day. And don't let the renovation stop you because you know what? It really is a minor inconvenience and it's so worth it for all the incredible incentives that they have at Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter. Go see them today.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, Trump is expected to speak after court adjourns. We'll roll on it for you. We won't miss a thing. Welcome back to the show on Twitter at Rich Scioli. We are now streaming live on YouTube, so tune in if you're near a computer. Very, very honored to have back on the show Professor Alan Dershowitz. His book, Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. Professor Dershowitz, thanks for making time for us again today. How you doing?
Sure. Good.
Michael Cohen is a slime ball. I mean, recording his client without his knowledge, that to me is just absolutely unforgivable.
I agree. It's something that no lawyer should ever do, and it's against the code of professional responsibility, the code of ethics. It's unethical, and in about half of our states, it's illegal. But, I wish the trial was on television so we could see what an abusive process is occurring in front of our very eyes. Instead, we have to listen to CNN. That makes it sound like this is the strongest case since the assassination of Lincoln. But even listening to the way they or Fox describe it, it's clear this case is falling apart. There simply is no crime here. There's no crime. Listing as legal expenses a payment to avoid a lawsuit is a reasonable, certainly not criminal, not fraudulent act.
Yeah, and they're acting as if this payment, because of the way that it was filed, should have been a campaign expense, and so therefore this is election interference and he stole the election is laughable. I mean, Trump had every reason to want to make this go away to protect himself in his private life, but there's no evidence that voters would have changed their vote had all this come to light.
Indeed, had he taken it as a campaign expense, they probably would have come after him for that, saying right. This wasn't a legitimate campaign expense. Look, they were going to get him no matter what. That's why I entitled my book, Get Trump. That's the goal. What happened is the DA of Manhattan decided to get Trump. He campaigned on that, couldn't find a crime. So he invented one, and now we're seeing it play out in court. It really doesn't matter whether you believe Cohen or not, and of course nobody should believe Cohen, but even if you believe every word he said, it just doesn't sound like a crime to me.
And Cohen's a liar. We keep hearing that. He's an admitted liar, and what exactly did he lie about so everybody understands?
Well, the question is, did he tell the truth about anything? I mean, he said he tape recorded the conversation with his client to help his client with Pecker, and he was going to give the tape to Pecker. That just has no credibility. If he had at least said, well, I did it to protect myself because I was afraid Trump would turn against me, that would have some credibility. But, you know, when he moves his lips, he lies.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to write a negative story about me and I buy the rights to that story because I don't want them to sell it to somebody else and then I don't publish it, have I committed a crime?
Of course not. And there's no crime to pay hush money. There's no crime to pay money to kill a story. If the legislature wanted to make any of these things a crime, it could, but it hasn't. And so the DA has made up a crime. You know, the Constitution requires that every citizen be able to look at the statute books and know in advance that what they're doing is a crime. No reasonable person could look at the statute books and conclude that what Trump was accused of doing is a crime.
Now, since you are a constitutional professor, I'll ask you this, and obviously it's a rhetorical question, but where in Article 2 or in the Constitution does it require presidential candidates to disclose allegations of extramarital affairs in order to become president?
It doesn't. And obviously, Alexander Hamilton hid his extramarital affair back in the day when he was Secretary of Treasury. Eventually, he disclosed it because Jefferson's people disclosed it. But never in the history of the United States has anyone ever been prosecuted for failure to disclose the payment of hush money. It's never happened. And it never will happen again. This is a one-off.
So this notion that by not telling voters about these allegations, he duped them, and therefore that's election interference, is a made up. It's completely made up because nothing requires candidates to say, hey, I cheated on my wife, or hey, I got a DUI, or hey, I got into a bar fight in college. There's no requirement that anybody does any of those things.
Or the Democrats promising Jewish voters, we have Israel's back, and not telling them that you meant to put a target on the back and deny Israel the right to have arms to defend itself. Candidates lie all the time, or overstate or exaggerate. If you ever turn that into a fraudulent crime, every candidate would be running from prison.
The book is Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. I have real concerns here, Professor Dershowitz, with this judge's daughter who's making money off of this trial as a fundraiser for Democrat candidates and using this trial as a way to help boost her clients. And then she gets a VIG off of how much money is raised.
Of course, this is a clear conflict of interest. She should have caused the disqualification of the judge. This judge is so obviously biased and one-sided. He is playing into the hands of the prosecution. The prosecution has three goals here. One, to keep him locked up in court every day so he can't campaign, to have a gag order so he can't speak about Cohen, and to get a conviction, which everybody knows will probably be reversed on appeal, but after the election. So it's election interference, and the judge is participating in it.
And then the issue of a gag order here. I mean, here you have the government of the state of New York acting like the government of the United States of America, making charges against an individual who also happens to be the Republican nominee for president. Now, I know the Fifth Amendment says you don't have to speak if you don't want to, but where does it say you can't attack your government for coming after you?
Of course you can, and that's what the First Amendment protects. And gag orders are designed to protect the defendant, not designed to protect the government. The government has no rights. The government only has powers. Only defendants have rights. And so gag orders are almost always imposed in order to protect the defendant from newspaper leaks, inadmissible evidence, or prejudicial evidence.
And Professor, let me ask you this point then. If this judge were to say, all right, you violated a gag order and lock up Trump and put him in court for the night, you don't think he will?
He won't. And if he does, it'll just help him get elected.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
I agree.
I have to run to a different interview. But keep tuned, because this is a terrible disgrace and challenge to the rule of law in America. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican, I'm not Democrat. I'm a liberal. I never voted for Trump. But this is horrible. No matter what side you're on, you have to oppose this kind of weaponization of the criminal justice system for partisan purposes.
That's why everybody needs to read your book. I know you're in high demand. Professor Alan Dershowitz, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So Trump just spoke a moment ago. He said the judge is conflicted. We rolled on the audio for you so we can listen to what the former president just said. He spoke for about, I don't know, 3-4 minutes or so. You want to do it now? Can we play it right now, or do we have to go back in time in the way back machine?
We have it. We just need to edit the levels a bit. It's a little low.
All right, we'll edit the levels.
Give me a second, though.
No, take your time. No problem. Because in the meantime, I want to make this point now that we're streaming on YouTube. I'm glad Trump praised Hannibal Lecter. I'm told he praised Hannibal Lecter. I'm glad he did. And I'm going to tell you why. Hannibal Lecter knows how to pair food and wine. He's worthy of praise. And he also is a heck of a judge of character. Because he's a psychiatrist, you know, and look, I mean, the guy, Hannibal Lecter, in addition, okay, he's a serial killer. I get that point. But, you know, for all these people who are attacking Trump for going after him, if Hannibal Lecter had said, you pair our liver and fava beans with a nice bottle of, I don't know, white Zinfandel, I would not in any way, shape or form be saying he's worthy of praise. But he said a Chianti. A nice Chianti, that's exactly what you pair liver with. So I'm glad Trump praised Hannibal Lecter. And I'm told he praised him, Matt DeSantis. Is that correct?
I think you've got bad information.
I'm told he praised Hannibal Lecter. It's not how you read it, huh?
No.
All right, fair enough. We'll get that audio for you as well.
We have the Trump audio.
All right, first we'll hear Trump, then we'll have the great debate whether or not Hannibal Lecter is worthy of praise and whether or not Trump, in fact, did praise him like the media says he did. All right, here's what Trump said outside of court. Take a listen.
To prosecute your political opponent instead of persuading voters. A.G. Byrd, as you know, very highly respected from Iowa. Let the American people decide who the next leader of the free world will be. Politics has absolutely no place in this courtroom. This is all politics. Andy McCarthy, great legal analyst, said none of this is illegal. There's nothing illegal. It's called politics. There's nothing illegal. A lot of people say that. They're all saying that. The only person who won't say it is the judge because it's a rigged deal. He's conflicted. You got to check that out. But everybody's saying there's no crime. Leo Terrell, up until right now, there's not a single shred of evidence that President Trump participated in a crime of either falsifying records or hiding a campaign or state or federal finance charge. None of it. There's been absolutely nothing. Look, they're doing great. You know why they're doing great? They've kept me here for 3.5-4 weeks instead of campaigning. And yet we still have the best poll numbers just came out in the New York Times, as we discussed before. Mark Levin, let me put this as succinctly as possible. There's no crime, state or federal, with which to link Donald Trump or anyone else. This is a case looking for a legal basis. There is none. There is no crime. It's Mark Levin. Again, J.D. Vance said, to the American voters who are watching this, the one opportunity you get to speak up against this sham prosecution and to say the American people should elect a president, not use corrupt DNC prosecutors to help them get elected, which is exactly what they're doing. Andy McCarthy, again, brave, has no authority to enforce federal law. The NDA payments were not campaign expenditures under federal law. That's why the FEC and DOJ, which do have exclusive authority to enforce federal law, took absolutely no action against Trump. They took no action against me. They looked at it and they said, it's fine. The only one that did is Soros-backed DA Bragg, who turned down the case. By the way, he turned down the case, and it could have been brought 6 years ago, 7 years ago, almost 8 years ago. They bring it right in the middle of my presidential campaign. Bragg. He said we had no case. You know, if you go back, take a look at your earlier records. When he came into office, he turned it down and he was angry because of what took place. When he saw that they were going to use this scam, he was angry. Even Michael Smirkanish of CNN, a person 4 or 5 weeks into a trial ought to be told exactly that which they're being prosecuted for. And that hasn't happened. You know why it happened? It didn't happen for one very simple reason, because there is no crime. Here's Mark Thiessen. I don't think things are going very well for the prosecution in the court of law. And in the court of public opinion, they're doing even worse. Matt Whitaker, another day at trial, and they're keeping the president off the campaign trail. Byron York on the hush money trial, which is not hush money. Majority voters in Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan say Trump cannot get a fair trial. That's too bad. That's really too bad. Andy McCarthy and Bragg knows exactly what he's doing. It's improper, completely political case. Maybe Mershon, Judge Mershon, is having second thoughts. They haven't come to close to proving. They have not come close to proving fraud or that any fraud has taken place. There's no fraud here. There's no crime here. This is 4 weeks of keeping me from not campaigning. Jonathan Turley, can't imagine any competent lawyer would not be embarrassed by what has happened in this courtroom. This day is truly going to go down as a day of infamy for the New York legal system, which is true. The whole world is laughing now at the New York weaponized legal system. Watching this unfold in that courtroom as a lawyer is really deeply disturbing. They keep on referring to these documents. The documents don't move the ball. The documents show that the NDA and a payment that is not in dispute,
this is a total, this is Jonathan Turley. They're not unlawful, and as a federal campaign contribution, there is absolutely no problem. There's no problem here. You know, the FEC wrote this off. FEC, the Elections Commission, Federal Elections Commission, they looked at this years ago, and they took a pass. They said there's no problem here. Tim Scott, objective is to keep Trump off the campaign trail. That's all they're trying to do, keep him off the campaign trail. Here's the New York Times that just came out a little while ago, where we're leading in every state, in every, the five key states, we're leading very substantially, I might add. So it's all, it's really a very sad day for the country. It's sad for New York. I mean, New York, that a judge who's highly conflicted at a level that nobody's seen before can possibly, just think of it, and you should go out and check it out. But we have a corrupt judge, and we have a judge who's highly conflicted, and he's keeping me from campaigning. He's an appointed New York judge. He's appointed. You know who appointed him? Democrat politicians. He's appointed. He's a corrupt judge, and he's a conflicted judge, and he ought to let us go out and campaign and get rid of this scam. Every single legal analyst, even CNN, even MSDNC, they're saying, there's no case here. Thank you very much.
All right, that's the former president, obviously, who's fired up, and I would be too if I were him. Absolutely. This is done to keep him off the playing field, just like I said to him when he was on the show. They're trying to keep you off the playing field. You're the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America, and they're keeping you off the campaign trail. That's why they're doing this, because they know he's winning. This is all about benching him in the middle of the game. I want to ask you a question now. We keep hearing all these Democrats scream about democracy. Oh, the threat to democracy. Isn't it in the best interest of democracy to have the Republican nominee for president of the United States of America be able to go out there and speak to the voters? Of course it is. Now, mind you, we're a constitutional republic, but still, in the spirit of democracy, keeping him off the playing field is so antithetical to that. That's why, you know, when the Democrats start screaming about this, they're full of garbage. They are full of garbage. When they start screaming about democracy being in peril, they have no problem doing this to the Republican nominee. If Biden was stuck in a courthouse in Alabama right now, they would be losing their mind. If he was stuck in a courthouse in a deep red state that he had no chance of flipping and couldn't be out there campaigning, they'd be losing their mind. Every single person, starting with Joe Scarborough's, their heads would be blowing up. Blowing up! In outrage. All right, listen, we are going to be back at the Grand Hotel, as I mentioned to you, on June 21st. I stayed there Saturday night. We had so much fun in Wildwood. I said, you know what? I'm going to spend the night. So I called up the Grand Hotel, booked a room, took an Uber down there, and it was great. It was absolutely great to be there again. And if you want to join us, you got to make your reservation because they're going to sell out. They are about 75% sold out already for that week in June that we're going to be there. June 21st. I know everybody likes to wait to the last minute, but you want to book your June midweek stay today because rooms are going fast. You can de-stress and you can make lifetime memories with your family and friends. Book a June midweek stay and save. Stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, get $70 a night. Stay seven nights and receive $80 a night in resort credits. Now, you can use these resort credits how you want to use them. Food and drink in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar. I should mention the outdoor pool bar is huge and it's heated. Not like those little bird bath pools they have a lot at hotels in on the Jersey Shore. You can use it at the beach concession stand. You can even take your family on a whale-watching boat cruise. But you have to book, and you got to book direct with them to get the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding. Corporate event, baby and bridal showers, and weddings, beachfront weddings. Oh, absolutely Storybook weddings. Call my friend Caitlin. She will help you have your dream event. So to book your stay today at the beautiful Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, call 800-257-8550, 800-257-8550, or visit them online at grandhotelcapemay.com. My happy place, grandhotelcapemay.com.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, now, the question is, did Donald Trump praise Hannibal Lecter? That is the question. Now, here's an NBC News reporter whining about Trump praising Hannibal Lecter. You have that for me, Matt? Take a listen to this. Go ahead.
I guess that's a joke. NBC's Laura Jarrett with that report, trying to maybe bring in the hits here. Let's bring in NBC News correspondent Vaughn Hilliard, who is live outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Vaughn, what are your sources telling you about what we can expect today when Michael Cohen takes the stand?
I have little information on Hannibal Lecter and his relevance here to the case today, but I can tell you that...
Funny, you don't have that CNN clip by chance, do you? Were you able to find that?
I couldn't find it.
CNN graphic that they put up basically said, Trump praises Hannibal Lecter. All right, now, do you have the clip of Hannibal Lecter and the Chianti? You have that?
Yeah, I do.
All right, take a listen to what Hannibal Lecter said here. Take a listen.
A census taker once tried to test me.
Mm-hmm.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
See, that's exactly what you'd want to pair a nice liver and fava beans with, is a nice Chianti. So I'm praising Hannibal Lecter for that. I'm praising him. If he had said Pinot Noir, I would have said, no go, sir. I'm sorry, no. But did Trump actually praise Hannibal Lecter? I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the rally. But here's what he said. You be the judge. Go ahead.
Silence of the Lambs. Has anyone ever seen a Silence of the Lambs? The late, great Hannibal Lecter. He's a wonderful man. He oftentimes would have a friend for dinner.
See?
Remember the last scene? Excuse me, I'm about to have a friend for dinner. Is this poor doctor walked by? I'm about to have a friend for dinner, but Hannibal Lecter, congratulations, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. We have people that are being released into our country that we don't want in our country.
See, I agree with him. Hannibal Lecter is a great man for the wine pairings and the food pairings. See, you guys don't know about wine pairings. You don't get it. You don't understand.
Is he dead?
Hannibal Lecter?
Yeah.
No, he's not dead.
That's what he said, late and great. And like.
Well, he might be dead in the movies. They might have killed
spoilers.
Him off.
Spoilers.
What's the other movie, Manhunter?
That's the first movie they made.
That's the first one, so he's definitely not dead in that.
Yeah, he's not dead in that one. No, I mean, he might be dead in the movies, but Anthony Hopkins, is he dead? He's not dead, is he?
No, he's alive.
What's the other one? Red Dragon?
Red Dragon was not a very good remake. No.
Did he die in that?
No, nope.
I haven't seen it.
No, he didn't die in that one. I think the character's still going on. They made a prequel, a Hannibal Lecter, where he's basically like Batman in that one. It's so stupid, called Hannibal. No, Hannibal's the movie they made after Silence of the Lambs. That movie's pretty good. He eats Ray Liotta's brain at the end of that.
You're ruining each one of these movies.
They're about 42 years old each. You should see them if you haven't seen them already. I'm also going to praise Hannibal Lecter for being an extremely, extremely competent psychiatrist. Because if he didn't like you, you gave him a hard time, he would kill you and eat you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people, they go to their psychiatrist. I told you, never lie about to your psychiatrist, right? So I'm glad Trump praised him, and I think everybody should relax. And if anybody really thinks he was praising Hannibal Lecter, you're an idiot. You deserve to be eaten by a cannibal. There, I said it, okay? You deserve to be eaten by a cannibal if you really think Donald Trump was praising Hannibal Lecter when he was joking around and said, great guy. Hannibal Lecter is a great guy, all right? Great guy. All right, everybody's got to lighten up. 855-839-1210. Here's a little bit more from Trump's rally in Wildwood over the weekend. He talked about people who will be deported, and I assume he also means cannibals coming to our country. Cut number three.
When I'm president, we will not allow our colleges to be taken over by violent radicals. And if you come here from another country and try to bring jihadism or anti-Americanism or anti-Semitism to our campuses, we will immediately deport you. You'll be out of that school.
There you go. I'll tell you something else, too. Trump was obviously very hungry at the time he brought up Hannibal Lecter because he had a hot dog in Wildwood. And this is what he said about the hot dog he had in Wildwood. Cut number whatever the hot dog.
Hot dogs. Let's talk about hot dogs. I just had one, actually. I just had one. It was very good.
Stop. stop it right there. You know what I had at Mulligan Shore Bar? I had mozzarella sticks.
And alcohol, I'm sure.
Shut up. I had mozzarella sticks. Don't judge. And yes, I had a couple of Yards Philly Pale Ales that people were buying me.
Yeah, and if they buy it for you, I mean, yeah,
Yeah, it was very generous of them. But I had those mozzarella sticks. They were delicious. They were awesome. But I did not get to eat a hot dog. But go ahead.
I hope it was made here. I don't know. You know, it was very good. Frank Sinatra told me a long time ago, never eat before you perform.
I
just had the best hot dog. So I said, Frank, I'm sorry. Now, Pavarotti was a good friend. He didn't have that same. He ate all the time.
Obviously.
He didn't care. But I just had a hot dog, and it was very good. The price of hot dogs up 22%. Chicken's up 32%. Hamburgers are up 37%. That's why I had the hot dog. It went up the least. Soda's up 30%. Eggs are up 50%. Gasoline's up 50%. Bacon is up 79%. Bacon. That's why I don't have bacon anymore. It's too expensive.
I tell you what, if you don't like hot dogs, you're a freak. I love a good hot dog. You are. If you don't eat hot dogs, you're a freak. Sorry, there's no other way to say it. Listen, we got the 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up. The Grand... The happy hour sponsored by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey.
I've only been doing that for like a year plus now.
I know, I'm nervous because the camera's on me with my coif. See that? It's going to be cut on Tuesday. No, Wednesday, because I got to do a thing in New York on Thursday. So, just take a last look. I'm going to shave it, endorse. He mentioned Smirconish. I'm going to shave my head and endorse Biden. Maybe I'll get a show. What do you think? Never giving up this coif to do that. What are you, crazy? I've been with Trump since 2015. It's way too late for that. Although some people do turn on him. It seems to be a good career move. We'll be right back.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.